Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
What's up, Atlanta? Happy Monday and happy football season to all of y'all who celebrate. I am so excited. Falcons coverage is every day, but specifically on Thursday for the first live and in living color training camp practice, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, yeah. Morning shift, check. Steak, check. Midday, check. Duke Sabella Hooters, Mall of Georgia, check. Oh, yeah, we got you covered. Pillar to post, and then I'll be doing, my best, I guess, at night to recap everything that went on the station during the day. We'll have all sorts of interviews and sound to play. We'll have all sorts of exclusive content. Is Raheem Morris going to make fun of Abe Gordon again? Only time will tell. What exclusive details will come out of the 2025 edition of the Atlanta Falcons training camp? It all gets started underway on Thursday. And I'll get to the Falcons in just a second, because I got an issue. Las Vegas be tripping. Be tripping. And I'll explain in just a second. Chris Thomas, Turtle, with you for the full four on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as Oren puts him up so graciously. Oren Romain, I come to you and our audience.
Back from the Jersey Shore.
No, I'm not. Here's what happened.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I am hurt. I am sad. I'm despondent. I didn't know what to do. Here's what happened. Thursday morning, my alarm goes off at 4 o'clock. I have an Uber that is supposed to come pick me up at 4:30. He's on the way. All good. Wipe the crust out of my eyes, brush my teeth, put deodorant on, put my shoes on. I'm ready to go at about 4:12.
Good time. Yeah,
Figure. I got 15 minutes to sit here. I'll just scroll my phone a little bit to kill some time. And then we'll be on our way. I'll tell you what, Oren. It's a good thing those producer instincts are really hard to kill. And I've just made a perpetual habit of checking my email constantly. Because it's a good thing I did. Overnight, in the wee hours of the morning while I was in La La Land, Dreamland, with the Sandman cloaked over my eyes, resting peacefully, awaiting a trip home to see my family, I got an email from the airline. We are sorry to inform you that your flight has been canceled.
Not postponed.
Not delayed. Canceled. And the next available flight is tomorrow at 5 a.m. with a six-hour layover in Florida. I sat there.
Yeah. So to get north,
yep.
They were going to take you south.
For 6 hours. Yep. And mind you, this was a weekend turnaround trip. So if you take away one of the days, that means we're literally there for one day. And then we have to go back the next day. So I had to call my dad, who was waiting in New Jersey. And he was like, why are you calling me at 4:15 in the morning? And I was like, Dad, my flight's been canceled. And there's no other flights. And then I had to call my girlfriend and say, I really hope you're not on the road to the airport yet. Because our flight's been canceled.
That sucks, dude. That absolutely sucks.
It does. So, your boy got humbled. I didn't get to go home. I didn't get to see my family. I didn't get any beach time. But things happen for a reason, right? So clearly, I wasn't meant to go. Wasn't meant to happen. But we still had a good weekend, the girlfriend and I. We saw a couple of movies. We went to the pool. We ate out. We ate our fill. And we made the most of it. But it was a darn shame, man, that Turtles Travels were canceled. Much like the Braves season for the weekend. So unfortunately, yeah, I come to you hat in hand tonight, people. But I'm happy to be back regardless in my rightful spot here, 6 to 10, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got a lot to get into. I said there's no easy transition the other day when we were talking about a rough topic transitioning to sports. There's an easy transition to this one. The Braves suck as much as my flight experience did over the weekend. Wow. To put the cherry on top of one last clink, 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 clink back up the roller coaster to have you think there may be a chance for that game over the weekend, game two, to end the way that it did was a perfectly almost felt scripted and to official end to the Braves 2025 hopes. There's no way. It's done. I mean, is there a more fitting way that things could have come to the crashing halt that it did over the weekend than to have that happen versus the Yankees? You lose 2 out of 3, and you start a series tonight at home versus the Giants. Hooray. Does anybody even care anymore? That's the question. Everything we discuss about the Braves from here on out, as I've been saying, will be about the future. Will be about what this team looks like next year and the year after that. And which pieces are long-term pieces. And which ones are tradable. Which ones need to go. But if we're just being honest, do we even really care? Right? Like, have they not just completely sucked all the wind out of the sails? And it's just a shame to see that happen the way that it did. To blow that lead in the way that it happened with the grand slam. I mean, come on. Come on! What are we doing? I know exactly what we're doing, unfortunately. What we've done all season. And that suck. The Braves just suck. That's it. There's no ifs. There's no what if. There's no but. There's no but turtle, you don't understand. No, I get it completely. The Braves suck. And they're going to continue to suck for the rest of the year. I don't want to hear about if they go 50-15. I mean, come on, guys. To quote the youths, what DeLulu land are we living in right now that makes you think they're going to rip off 40 of their next 50 games? Come on, man. It is what it is. They suck. I mean, the Braves suck. And I didn't need that closure over the weekend, but I'm glad we got it. Because it means we can all do what I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. Pivot. Like that episode of Friends with Ross when they're trying to move the couch up the stairs. You got to pivot. Pivot to 2026 if you're the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, you can add a piece or two here, right, at the trade deadline. Sure. Just because, quite frankly, you need it. But it's over. I mean, yeah, Dane Dunning. Okay. Yeah, great. Great reliever, I'm sure. I'm sure he's going to be fantastic for the Braves. Jesse Chavez has come and gone again. If you can even believe it, no, that's not a typo. He was designated for assignment again for the second time this season alone. I mean, it is what it is. It's a gigantic mess. But I want to talk about the Falcons. And let's chat. Let's talk about the hope. Let's talk about what's in front of us right now. The Braves are behind us, as far as I'm concerned. Whatever they do with the trade deadline is nice. We'll cover it when it happens. But they're behind us. What's in front of us are the Atlanta Falcons. And I am excited. Again, Thursday. Everything gets cooking at training camp. And we are the only place you need to be for Falcons coverage. You want exclusive interviews, they're here. You want to hear from Terry Fontenot, Raheem Morris, Michael Penix, Bijan, it's all right here on the flagship station for the Atlanta Falcons. But I got a problem, and I need your help. 404-726-0929. I know it doesn't have to do with me and my bad flight luck. Although we can commiserate. If that's ever happened to you, we can certainly commiserate about that. Hit me up at C Thomas Radio or at the new show Twitter account at CT Tonight 929. Been a couple of days since I've been on. Appreciate everybody who's given the show account a follow. We're all getting them here at 929 The Game. If we don't already have them already, hit me up at CT Tonight 929. That's where all the show account information, posts, polls, podcasts, etc. will be posted moving forward. Got a ton of y'all to follow already, and I appreciate each and every one of you at CT Tonight 929. 10 wins. That's my benchmark for the Atlanta Falcons this year. I will not consider this season a success if they don't win 10 games. But here's the problem. Vegas has the over-under at 7.5. I mean, talk about local versus national perspective. I mean, my goodness. 7.5. I mean, you think this team is worse than last year's team with Kirk Cousins doing what he did to end the year? No way. So I want to know, Atlanta, what's your standard for the Falcons this year? What is it? For me, it's 10 wins. Is it more? Is it slightly less? Would you be okay with 9? For me, it's 10 wins. We did our win-loss, what-loss-loss, win-loss, and I actually had them at 11. But my minimum standard is 10. And I think Vegas, we discussed this when this first happened, and there was a part of me, and I was like, yeah, it'll come around. You know, the more that people hype up Penix and, you know, Jalen Walker and James Pierce and everything else that's gone down, in the offseason, the Falcons have had a really strong offseason. Leonard Floyd, that number will go up. Well, guess what? I checked right before I came on the air. It has not. It's at 7.5 wins. So I want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. What is your standard for success for the Falcons this year? For me, it's 10 wins. That's the standard. And not less. 9-8 for me is not acceptable. I need this to be a 10-win season for the Atlanta Falcons. What do you think? 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. It is Chris Thomas Turtle. I'm back from what unfortunately turned into a staycation was supposed to be a vacation, but I'm here back with you nonetheless, with you till 10. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey app. Your calls are next. Your standard for the Atlanta Falcons in 2025 is what? For me, 10 wins. What do you think? Next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Poll is up at CT Tonight 929. Make sure you give the account a follow if you haven't already. That is the brand spanking new show Twitter account. At CT Tonight 929 is where you'll find all the show related content, including the poll that I just put up. Your standard for the Falcons is blank wins in 2025. You got all four options. 9, 10, 11 plus or less than 9. 9, 10, 11 plus, meaning you really think they're going to hit it big, or less than 9. For me, my standard is 10. 10 wins. I think they're going to win 11. But the standard for me, for the Atlanta Falcons this season, is 10 wins. Now, Vegas... I don't know. I don't know why they're so low on the Falcons. Maybe they want to see a full season out of Michael Penix Jr. Maybe they want to see Pearson Walker do it at the NFL level, I guess. But I just want to say, no, I don't believe that, Vegas. I don't believe that. I think this team is winning 10 games. I think 11-plus is reasonable, and I think 9 is not enough. Quite frankly, if the Falcons win 9 games, there could be some jobs on the line, I think. I think 10 has to be the standard that you go for. And I know the schedule is tough, but when you miss the playoffs 7 straight years, the expectations need to be tough too. I mean, Arthur Blank just can't keep spending seasons and wasting them away with 7-7, 7-8 wins the last 4 years. It's beyond unacceptable. So what do you guys think? 404-726-0929. James, you're up first. James, what do you think? All right, so let's go to Darrell. Darrell, you're up next.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, I believe 10, and it possibly could be 11, and I'm going to be predicating it to our running game and our left tackle side. If we got that at the top, I believe we can do 11.
Well, you
have
mean,
a good one, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Darrell. I think he means the right tackle side, right? Because left tackle is now right tackle. You got to remember, Caleb McGarry is now the blindside protector for Michael Penix Jr. And that's going to be an interesting one. And it's something we'll keep tabs on as the season goes along. How does he hold up? He's a guy that traditionally in his career has not been the best pass blocker, but we'll see if he's able to make the most of his opportunity to be a blindside protector this season for a full year and give Michael Penix the time he needs to use that rocket launcher of an arm of his. John's up next. John, what do you think?
Not a Falcons fan, but I'll say they got to win the division. If they don't win the division, then heads roll. But I want to talk about the Braves. The Braves, anybody who thinks the Braves are going to do anything in the next 59 or however many games there are, they're delusional. Everybody's got to go. Everybody except first base, third base, and right field. I'll take something for Murphy, and we've got to address pitching, and we for the last 4 or 5 years we haven't, and that's been the bugaboo. We've got to get pitching, and we've got to get stacks of pitching. I've got a story real quick, Turtle.
Yep.
I was on a small commuter flight. It was very, very cold outside when we got on. We got put in a holding pattern. We're in a holding pattern, very turbulent, in this little small plane. I'm not starting to feel good. I'm starting to feel pretty bad, but I'm going to man up. About 15 minutes later, I hear somebody in the very back. They pull out the bag. They hurl. I hurl. There are about 18 people on the entire plane. Everybody hurls. That's my story. See ya.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Well, fortunately, I didn't even get that far. It's not like we got on a flight and it was delayed and it was hung up in the air. No. I'm just lucky that I checked my dang email. Because if I didn't check my email, I would have been in that Uber on the way to the airport and rolled up to the desk and have been like, what? What do you mean it's canceled? What do you mean the next available flight isn't until tomorrow morning? That would have been
a 6-hour layover.
Yeah, with a 6-hour layover in Florida. Get out of here. 404-726-0929. In terms of the Braves, I mean, you're not wrong, right? I mean, that's the obvious, John, solution, right? Is the Braves need a ton more pitching. They need to rework their entire bullpen, and they need to get at least a couple new starters for next year. But again, key word there that I think you left out is for next year. This year, OVER, 404-726-0929. Jermaine's up next. Jermaine.
Turtle, what's up?
What's up, Jermaine?
So if we're talking wins for the Falcons, honestly, I'm not expecting anything less than 10. You know, I think this is a 10-win. I think it's an 11-win team, honestly. But anything less than 10 is a disappointment. Honestly, division title, but I think playoff is everybody's expectations. It is my anything. If they don't make the playoff, it's a disappointment. But I would say 10 wins minimum is what I'm expecting.
Yeah, man.
And I get it because I see why the Vegas have the odds where they are because we are unproven. So I kind of get it. But, yeah, 10 wins.
But 7.5, though, Jermaine? Come on, that's so low.
Yeah, it is low. It's kind of disrespectful, honestly. It's real disrespectful. Like, if they would have said 9, that would have been okay, but 7 was wild.
They think they're going to be worse than last year. I mean, they won 8 games last year, and they think they're going to over under 7.5. They think they're going to be worse.
Yeah, Vegas sipping the juice.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's much Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call, man. 404-726-0929. Like, again, 9 wins, I guess. Yeah, that would have been fine. Prove it to me. 7.5, folks. Yikes. What are we doing? 404-726-0929. Ron, finish us off. Ron. Ronnie. Ron going once. Going twice. And he gone. 404-726-0929. I get it. You got to do it on the field. Games are not won and lost in the offseason, in the draft, over the course of from February when the season ends to now when things start getting ramped up again. You can't base a team's progress or measure their success until you can actually get the results on the field. So, okay, but 7.5 wins is just beyond the scope of what I think is reasonable. So so Vegas is saying Michael Penix Jr. actually not only didn't show you enough to warrant giving an improving grade, but actually showed too little to the point where you could go backwards. I just don't understand that one, right? I mean, how can you look at what Michael Penix Jr. did last year and say, yeah, I actually think the Falcons are going to be worse? I mean, make that make sense, right? 404-726-0929. Let's go to Brian. Brian, finish us up this segment. What do you think?
Oh, I say 7-8 at best. And I think I know why Vegas is so low on the Falcons.
All right, go ahead.
We got y'all remember the clock management last year? It was pretty bad. And it happened more than once. It's reoccurring. So I think that's playing a big part.
Well, Brian, you don't think that's something that Raheem knows and was looking to improve upon this offseason? You just think he didn't address it?
I do. I do think he's worked on it. But when you're in the high-stress situation, that's a totally different ballgame.
Well, the thing is, too, you also need to be able – and, Brian, appreciate the phone call. I think you also need to be able to rely on your staff for that. You need to have trust that they're going to be able to guide you through what would be a tough, you know, in-game management decision that Brian was talking about. And he's not wrong, by the way. Brian's not wrong. Raheem did have a couple of oopsie daisies, if you want to call them that, last season, where he mismanaged timeouts. He mismanaged play design and development. He mismanaged getting the play in. That was awful, where you have to burn a timeout. I've never seen that before. Coming off of a play where you're huddling at the sideline, giving the play, and then your quarterback goes into the huddle and can't hear, and then you have to burn a timeout to give the play again. I've never seen that before in my entire life. So that was interesting. So I get Brian's point, but I have faith that Raheem is a good enough coach to learn from those things and grow in the offseason. 404-726-0929. All right, when we get back, Joe Patrick's going to join us ahead of training camp. What are the biggest storylines? What are the biggest things to look out for? Is Kyle Pitts going to be able to practice? Caleb McGarry, what is he going to look like? We mentioned he's the blind side this time around. And I'll sneak in a question about Atlanta United. Oof. Ugh. They're selling off pieces faster than you can even keep track of at this point, man. Wow, a lot going on. All right, it is Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle hanging out till 10. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tickets with you anytime, anywhere on the Odyssey app.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. That time of the week again where we revisit my favorite segment, which is
the song just inspires so much just optimism. Yeah, I think we've talked about that before, but every time I hear it, I revisit those feelings.
And I need it after what happened
your
to me
weekend,
this weekend,
yes.
Man. Jeez. But on the Wade Ford Hotline, we go. Joe Patrick joins me now, our Falcons insider. Joe, we made it. After all the offseason speculation, transactions, drafting, we got to camp. This Thursday, 92.9 The Game takes over. Flowery Branch, yourself, Steakhouse, Morning Shift, Middays, Dukes and Bell, all have a post-game synopsis, so to speak, every single night here on 92.9 The Game, recapping everything. But the bottom line is, my friend, we made it. Happy football season to you. Let's start here. What is your biggest, either biggest one or maybe two or three storylines heading into camp beginning on Thursday?
I think the biggest storyline, Chris, has to be the rookies. You know, like, as far as what we're going to see during camp, obviously the biggest storyline for this Falcons team once they get into the season is going to be the performance of Michael Penix and how this offense looks. They're certainly going to need to be carried by those aspects of the team and this offense in general. But I think as far as camp goes, it is how does this pass rush look and how effective are these rookies going to be? Because they are really changing the way that they kind of their whole model, their whole defensive model is going to be geared around getting to the quarterback first and foremost. Everything else, we'll figure it out. Like, that's kind of, I say we, like, that's how they're kind of talking about it. But for the, our primary objective is going to be sacking the quarterback, and how do we do that to the greatest extent possible? And so those rookie pass rushers are going to play a very key role in that. And the reason why it's so interesting to see how they're looking is because, you know, as much as I hate to say it, rookie pass rushers don't tend to really produce, even the first round picks, like even the best ones. You know, if you look at it, the average is about 4.5 sacks for a first round rookie pass rusher. So is that good enough from these two players? If you get 4.5 from each, maybe. I mean, that certainly would help, like considering this team's total sack totals have been so bad recently. But that's obviously going to be such a huge, important part of this defense. And then while we're talking about the rookies, I think that they're really important just in general when you look further, you know, across the defense. And if you look back towards the secondary in the nickel spot, that's basically a starting role in a modern offense. Is Billy Bowman going to win that spot? Like, he's kind of been, you know, they've been talking about him being that guy. Is he going to actually go out there and prove that he can be that guy? And maybe even more importantly, can Xavier Watts win the starting, you know, free safety role out of camp? I think it sets up well for him to be able to do that when you look at the attributes that he has. And I think that he is, when you look at those attributes, pairs the best alongside a player who wants to be able to roam free, and I'm sure the Falcons want to be able to roam free, and Jesse Bates, that would allow him to make plays. Who's the best partner for him? And let's hope that it's Xavier Watts. It'll be interesting to see how these rookies across the board perform during training camp. That's what I'm looking forward to.
All right, so help me out here. I would have thought by now, and we've been talking about this tonight on the show, Joe, that the 7.5 over-under win total by Vegas, and I know that doesn't mean everything, would have gone up maybe a tick after the draft and the offseason acquisitions and the Michael Penix Jr. hype. But no, Joe, the over-under for the Falcons in 2025 remains 7.5 wins. Help me help the audience explain why that is.
I think that the reason why it has stayed as low as it is because of the schedule, because the Falcons do face a difficult schedule. Having said that, I agree with you though. Like in the general sentiment, I can tell from your question is a little bit like confused, and I am too. And it's not just the win totals. I mean, the win totals obviously play a part in this, but if you look at, you know, just the odds that teams make the playoffs, you know, the Falcons, I think, not that I'm my gambling expert, don't listen to me. I did say a Holiday Inn Express last night. You know, I think they're kind of long shots. I shouldn't say long shots, but I just think they're great value considering where they are. To make the playoffs. Clearly, Vegas does not believe in this team. It's probably that defense that they're looking at. If we're going outside of the schedule and some of these other factors and just looking at the roster, probably looking at that defense, that young defense, and seeing that they've lost, you know, some key players like Grady Jarrett. Also wonder if they're looking at that offensive line with you know, can Caleb McGarry kind of hold up as the blindside protector for Michael Penix? There's obviously some holes, but ultimately, you know, and who knows, maybe I just have the rose-colored glasses on, but I got to think that this team is shooting for, you know, and is capable, not just shooting for, but is capable and will win more than 7.5 games. Because if they don't do that, then I'm like, everyone's gone. Like, there's going to be massive regime change with the Atlanta Falcons, because this is a team that, make no doubt, is dead set on a playoff run this year.
Do you expect over the next couple of weeks for there to be a effort by the Falcons to showcase, I think is the wrong word, but feature Kyle Pitts in some training camp packages and plays to help get not only the fan base, but the media at large excited about what he could do this season?
I don't know. I mean, I know what you're saying. And like, listen, like, obviously they're not going to like practice like for the fans necessarily to like, you know, kind of do that thing. But I understand the point that you're making, which is that they need more out of Kyle Pitts. Like you want to maximize who he is and all the abilities that he has to make this team go. And, you know, I've said in the past that I think one of the reasons why there is reason to be optimistic about Kyle Pitts is because of Michael Penix and his arm talent and the fact that Penix likes to throw the ball downfield where Kyle Pitts makes his biggest plays. And I think that that's certainly true. But I think there's actually another thing that goes that plays to Pitts' advantage this year, which is that if you look at the routes that Kyle Pitts was running last year, especially in the play action game, almost never actually even running routes in when the team ran play action. The team ran play action very little. And I have to think the reason for both the low amount of total play action as well as the almost non-existence of routes being run by any of the Falcons' tight ends out of play action is because they had such limited mobility with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. And I would have to think that with Michael Penix at quarterback, Zach Robinson is certainly going to want to get more out of Kyle Pitts. And I think that it would, you know, a quarterback that at least has a chance to get out of the pocket. And while Penix can, you know, run a 4.5 or whatever it was at the combine, ultimately I don't see him as being a particularly mobile quarterback, but he's clearly mobile enough to be able to move a little bit and at least protect himself in some of these play action situations. I would think that those things lend to Kyle Pitts having a lot more opportunities to impress the fans and to just, you know, add value for this Falcons offense, because you feel like if they can get this offense to a point where he is providing big time value, and you add that on top of what we saw from Darnell Mooney last year, who went from being a guy who was quote unquote overpaid when they signed him out of free agency to all of a sudden being like such a bargain that they're going to have to rework his contract after this season. And on top of obviously what we know Drake London is, and Bijan Robinson, you know, to speak of the running game, like that is a very potent, you know, contingent of players who are all potential difference makers for the Falcons offense.
Talking all things Atlanta Falcons with our buddy Joe Patrick. Make sure you check out his new podcast, Joe Patrick on Football, which is going to start ramping up very, very soon, if not already, Joe, mm-hmm. with training camp getting underway. How close of an eye are you personally going to have on Caleb McGarry?
Yeah, actually, yeah. These are great questions, Chris, because you're kind of teasing my next episode that's coming out. Last week, we were talking about the three kind of, not necessarily under the radar players, I'm calling them like make or break players, players who, if they play well, can really change things for the Falcons, and if they don't play well, are going to change things as well, even though we're not talking about kind of the prime players, because we kind of know what we're going to get from those guys. But the one that's coming this week, ahead of the training camp reports, are going to be about the three offensive players, and the ones I've got in mind, two of them at least, are Kyle Pitts, who we just talked about, and Caleb McGarry. Caleb McGarry is going to be a massive part of this team. I'll spill the beans. The other one's Ryan Uzel, obviously the newcomer, the only new starter on the Falcons offense. But, this offensive line, I think, there's a lot riding on them. They've got to be able to pass protect. The thing that I genuinely put stock in with both Kyle Pitts and Caleb McGarry is the fact that these guys are on contract years, and they have a lot to prove, and they have a lot that's coming their way. If they have a good year this year, you know, they're going to get paid, whether it's by the Falcons or elsewhere. And so there's massive incentive for them to, you know, play well. And I think that Caleb McGarry he is kind of matchup dependent, which is the problem for him, and that you can't always, you know, he's maybe not the most versatile tackle in that respect. And so they may have to do some things from time to time where they try to help him as much as possible. We obviously saw the trouble that he had in that opening game of last year going up against TJ Watt. Anytime he's going up against those speed rushers, you got to be able to help McGarry, and that's certainly not working in the Falcons' favor. But ultimately, I think that this is going to be a quality offensive line. And I do think that ultimately McGarry is not going to be like a bad tackle. I would not be surprised at all. In fact, I would kind of expect him to have, you know, two or three games where there is some exposure that is on display. He's not a perfect tackle by any means, but it's going to be very interesting to see what happens with him. Even if we just look down the road, Chris, with, you know, beyond this season, tackles like him don't really hit the free agent market very often. Like, I would consider him, I would put him in the bucket, like, where he's good enough to be considered one of these tackles that is generally worth keeping for a lot of teams. I don't think it would be a question mark at all if this team had a right-handed quarterback. The fact that they do have Penix now makes things a little bit more tricky, but they also don't have a first-round pick. They aren't going to have a ton of money to spend when you know you've got all these players that you've got to pay eventually, and that's going to start with Drake, and then obviously, you know, questions with Bijan, and then down the line with Penix ultimately, and how much money are you going to be able to devote to that position. And again, not even to say that you can, there's going to be somebody who hits the free agent market that you're going to feel like is suitable to be the blindside tackle. So I think there's a lot for this team that they're looking for from Caleb McGarry this year in terms of projecting whether he's going to be the guy for them long-term as well.
Do you expect there to be any or maybe a few or maybe a lot of questions as we open up on Thursday and Friday directed at Terry and Raheem about pressure to win this season?
Oh, yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, that's kind of like one of the narratives of this season. And, yeah, Terry actually will speak on Sunday, so he will address the media at that point as well. But that is, I mean, that's kind of, I think it's good. I think it's good that there's like that expectation and that, you know, they're going to have to deliver because, you know, you sometimes that's something when you see you have a first year coach, you just wonder like how much impetus there is in that respect. And maybe it's one of the reasons why we see, you know, a lot of coaches have, you know, their biggest successes in that second year. And so I think that, yeah, this is definitely going to be a make or break year. Maybe less so for Raheem, you know, and being a second year, but certainly for Terry Fontenot. I think this team has to make the playoffs or something crazy to happen, some crazy circumstance to happen for the Falcons to not make the playoffs and for him to keep his job. I think it's basically a make or break year. Falcons playoff or bust for Terry Fontenot this year for sure. And, you know, basically the hay's in the barn for the most part, as far as what he can do, the general manager, to affect the way the season goes. But certainly the team is going to be a reflection of the work that's been done and some of the, you know, bold moves that he's made and he's been criticized for, but we'll see if it pays off.
Before I let you go, what do you make of the flurry of moves by Atlanta United? Every time I log on to Twitter, I feel like I see another transaction.
Yeah. Actually, I just got done recording a new episode of my podcast, Five Strike Final, which covers Atlanta United. And yeah, it's tough to see some of these guys go. Like Ephraim Morales, for example, this young homegrown player that they just traded away. That's tough. But ultimately, this team has an entire roster they kind of need to turn over. And it's not necessarily to say that they are going to ultimately be able to sell or want to sell every single player, but you know, the only way you can get new players in is you got to raise the funds, basically. And it's unfortunate that basically a player like Ephraim Morales is kind of a casualty of mistakes that were made before him that were not his fault. And it's a shame that Atlanta United fans won't be able to kind of see him grow as an Atlanta United player because he's a cool story. Like he's like getting his degree right now from Georgia Tech while he's playing for Atlanta United. Kind of crazy. So it's sad, but you know, I think it's the right move. You just have to make these moves. It's like the Braves, you know, it's like if you're not winning, you got to be working on making yourself the most competitive team possible heading into the next season. And that's clearly, you know, the mode that Atlanta United is in right now.
Joe, appreciate it. As always, we'll check in on Friday and get a report from Flowery Branch. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. That is Joe Patrick there. We'll check in with him on Friday after the first official training camp practice gets underway. All right, when we get back, gonna let you hear what one man is doing that not a lot of men before him or after him, quite frankly, will do. Maybe the hottest athlete on the planet right now. Plus, 5 Falcons true and false questions to kick off training camp week with Big O. Happy to be back with you on Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.